Okay, we're talking with Philip Wilson. I love the name of the company, Tropic of Canada. That's got a nice, warm sort of feeling. I get a sense that, Philip, thanks for being on us with us for Next Gen Farmer. But I got a feeling we're talking something perhaps greenhouse line here.
Yes, yes. We are very much focused on the greenhouse side of things. That being said, we are also starting a pear orchard as well. Asian and European pears as well. But on the greenhouse side of things, yes, it's one of the things that we see farming going forward, just with the cost of land and that going up so much nowadays. Like, we keep looking because I still want a cash crop maybe at some point just as more of a hobby, but you keep looking at the price of land and what your return is on cash crop, and it's not good right now.
Now, you're located, we were talking earlier, in the west end of the county, up near Rodney?
Yeah, we're just on the west side of Rodney, Blacks Road, Marsh Line. And then it was an old tobacco farm. We were able to buy that. I come from a mechanic background, but my family's always been into horticulture. So I was the black sheep, you know, go learn a trade, which I highly recommend to learn a trade. We definitely need more tradespeople. But so we switched to farming now, and that's where, you know, we wanted, I guess, create our sort of mark, growing plants and that for people of Canada, basically.
Yep. Now, how big an operation now? How big is the greenhouse now?
So right now we just did a new addition. So that's 7,000 square feet. We have two polytunnels, which that's about 4,800 square feet. So what is that? 11,800. So just under 12,000 square feet is what we're up to right now. There's plans to expand further, depending on how things go this year. And then the next house will be, that's where we'll get into produce production and trialing different crops that we can grow in the greenhouse at a high enough yield. And that way we can have a high enough revenue to afford it, as energy costs are one of those things that everyone greenhouse wise, and I mean everyone farming, has to look at and kind of go, okay, what am I going to produce? What's my energy cost? So that way you can get a proper return for it.
Now, what sorts of things we were talking earlier, it's more like exotic,
yes,
fruits that you wouldn't normally be able to grow here.
Yeah, so we do tropicals and subtropicals. Can't just focus on just saying we do tropicals, because we have been trying to do olives as well. But to give you a quick rundown, we do passion fruit, citrus, so that includes pomelos, orange quats, kumquats, lemons, limes, grapefruits. We've got some mangoes, there's jackfruit, there's pomegranates, we've got loquats, dragon fruit, longans, we do have sugarcane, papayas, star apples, star fruit, and then there's sub-varieties of those. So mangoes specifically, we have about 100 different varieties of mango.
Now, would they be are they sold to customers or are they sold to retail outlets?
We do both, mainly as customers, so we go across Canada. We do a pre-order every year, which then does our Canada-wide orders. And then we do Ontario, Quebec for the rest of the year, just because with it being so costly for delivery, just it's better to do it once a year. That way the cost is spread out over quite a few people. And then on the wholesale side of things, we've got a couple people, one company in British Columbia, which is Phoenix Perennials, that we're now starting to work with. And then there's Green Barn Nursery, which is on Île de Perrot, just inside Quebec there, just on the Ontario Quebec border, which we're happy to be working with them. It's been good because it's been on the BC side, it's helped us reduce our shipping costs out to BC. And then with Green Barn Nursery, they handle a different type of market than we do, so being able to supply them allows us to focus, you know, our end more on the larger plants, because they do a lot of shipping across Canada, so they need to keep it small, where since we do our physical delivery, so if you do order a large plant, we do the delivery. Because when you look at, say, shipping costs of a 12 gallon citrus plant, you're looking in the potentially the thousands of dollars with a regular shipping company, because it's such a specialized cargo, where if we do it with our truck during our pre-order, depending on where you are in Canada, it's a couple hundred dollars or less. So it's a lot more cost-effective for people doing it that way.